Uncle Hyacinth, Alfred Noyes. Although best known as a poet, Alfred Noyes, 1880 to 1958, also wrote fiction and non-fiction, frequently espousing pacifism. After attending Oxford University, he published his first book of poems when he was only 23, and followed it with many more collections during a prolific writing career. In 1906, he published his most famous work, The Highwayman, a narrative poem based on the life and adventures of Dick Turpin, the notorious bandit, presenting him romantically as a swashbuckling knight of the road, though he was actually no more than a horse dealer, burglar, murderer, and torturer. When the BBC polled the British public about its favourite poem, The Highwayman came in 15th. It has the rare distinction as a poem to have inspired two motion pictures, along with Dick Turpin's Ride, a ride actually made by a different highwayman. The Highwayman, 1951, credits the poem as the basis for the screenplay by Henry Blankfort, with the adaptation of Noyes' work to the screen by Jack DeWitt and Duncan Ronaldo. It starred Philip Friend, Charles Coburn, Wanda Hendricks, Cecil Kellaway, and Victor Jory. Oddly, it appears to have been remade in the same year under the title The Lady and the Bandit, with the same credits for the story, DeWitt and Ronaldo, and inspiration, The Highwayman, but with a screenplay by Robert Libbert and Frank Burt. It starred Lewis Haywood, Patricia Medina, Suzanne Dalbert, and Tom Tully. Noyes wrote numerous anti-war articles and poems, but when faced with the conflicts of World War I and World War II, he wrote patriotic stories about Great Britain's military history and the morality of its position. His short stories are largely forgotten today, with the exception of two that may turn up in collections of vintage ghost stories: The Lusitania Waits, 1916, and The Log of the Evening Star, 1918. The stories have not been popular with current readers because, unfortunately, his dedication to the brevity and clarity of his poetry did not extend to his fiction. Uncle Hyacinth was originally published in the February 2, 1918 issue of the Saturday Evening Post. It was first collected in Walking Shadows, London, Cassell, 1918.